Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is My Top Investment Tip. Little Things Matter was created to teach you all the little things that I believe are necessary for achieving personal and professional success. One of the keys to enjoying personal success is to be smart with how you invest your money. Over the last couple of years, I've seen far too many people I know personally lose all their money. In some cases, their net worth was in the millions and they've lost everything, even their marriages. One of the best ways to learn how to be successful is to observe the behavior of others. There is a lot to be gained by analyzing both their good and bad examples. When it comes to investments, I've learned a lot more by watching people make bad decisions than good decisions. Most of the people I'm referring to are in their 40s and 50s. Typically, they saved money for years through modest investment strategies and then simply got too aggressive. Warren Buffett's number one investment advice is don't lose money. His number two tip is read number one. While this sounds simple and may be great advice, none of the people who lost everything plan to do so. In fact, if you were to ask them what they thought their odds were of losing everything, they would have said zero. Most of the people I've described lost their money in Florida residential real estate investments. Their rationale for their investment seemed reasonable. Never in recorded history has Florida's real estate home values declined. Given this statistic, you can see why so many people had confidence in buying Florida real estate. As a result of the numerous poor decisions I've made over the years, combined with observing the bad investment decisions of others, there is one rule that I will never break as long as I live. I will never invest more than 10% of my net worth in any one investment, except for my primary residence. My belief in capping any one investment at 10% is so strong that I've asked my estate planning attorney to add a clause to my trust documents. It provides that in the event of my death, at no time can more than 10% of the assets be invested in any one investment. This is my way of making sure that my wife and/or children don't make this serious mistake. I realize this topic is a sensitive one and different from all the others I've shared with you thus far. But if this little thing keeps you from losing a large chunk of your hard-earned money, this may turn out to be the most important lesson of all. And remember, one of the best investment decisions you can ever make is to say no.